The Brice on Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that if you have a Be'er Shnolda B'Yamtiv and it got mixed up with other Be'im, even if you have many Be'im, it's not Batal B'Rayv. There's no Din Batal B'Rayv by Be'er Shnolda B'Yamtiv. And the Gemara explains that's because it's a Dav Sheshu Matirim. There's a concept that anything which is a Dav Sheshu Matirim is not Batal. Something that's going to become Mutter Lacher Zman is not Batal B'Rayv. So what is the reason for this? Why is Dav Sheshu Matirim not Batal? So Rashi says over here, B'Dibra Maschol Afilu Be'elof Loi Batal, that there's a svar of atshe tachlanu be'isr, tachlanu beheter, being that you could wait a little bit and eat it beheter, so then why eat it be'isr? Through bittul b'rayv, you might as well just wait, and therefore the halacha is anything that by waiting will become mutter, we don't have a right to rely on bittul b'rayv, and you have to wait. That's why davar sheshu matirim is not batal, according to Rashi. Now the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Nun Beis, has a whole different pshat in understanding this din of why davar sheshu matirim ain't no batal, a very fascinating pshat, very different than Rashi's Mahalach. And the Ran explains like this. He says, we know there's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds the min b'mino is not batal. Whenever two things are the same min and they get mixed up together, there's no din bittul by min b'mino. What's the reason for that? So the Ran explains, because the concept of bittul b'rayv, is based on the idea of opposition, of contrast. Two things oppose each other. There's a contrast between them. So then one is misnagin to the other one, will be mevatel. But if both things are the same, if there's no opposition and no contrast, then one can't be mevatel the other. You can't have bittel when two things are the same. That's why min b'minoi is not batel. Now the chachamim argue nebihidu, and they hold min b'minoi is batel. But Zok Duran, the chachamim don't argue on the side of rebuta. They also agree that really bittel requires a contrast, it requires opposition. They just hold that even though physically they're the same min, and there's no opposition in the physical min, but being that one is mutter and one is aser, being that their din is different, one has a din of davar aser, one is davar mutter, that's considered enough of an opposition, that's considered a contrast, and therefore you can have bittul, even though it's a min b'minoi, but the iser and the heter itself is considered an opposition, and that allows there to be bittul. That's why the chacham hold the min b'minoi is batul. But if you would have something which is not only min b'minoi, but also heter b'heter, they're both mutter, then Chachamim would agree that it's not batal because you have no contrast at all. The minim are the same physically, they're the same halachically, they're the same, and you can't have any bittul if there's absolutely no contrast. That's the pshat in the Machlekes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, says the Ran, if you have something which is min b'minoi, it's the same min, but it's it is iser v'heter. One is aser and one is mutter. But the Isser is a Dav Sheshu Matirim. The Isser is going to become Mutter. So the fact that the Isser is going to become Mutter means that the Isser is no longer so different than the Heter. There's not enough of an opposition over here because the Isser itself is going to become Mutter. So therefore we view that as Heter Beheter. There's no contrast at all. The Min is the same. The Din is the same. And therefore it can't become Batal B'Rayv. And that's the pshat why Dav Sheshu Matirim is not Batal, because the fact that it's going to become Mutter means that it's not so different than the Heter. And there's no contrast, there's no opposition, and therefore it's not going to become Batal. So according to Rashi, it's a simple svara of why eat a besa, wait till tomorrow when it's mutter? According to the Ran, it's much more fundamental that being that it's going to become mutter, we view it as heter beheter, there's no contrast, and therefore it's not batal at all. Now the Achanim ask a very stark akash on Rashi, on his svar v'atcha techlenu besa, techlenu beheter, that we know many Rishonim hold, and when you have something which is batal b'rayv, the iser is not batal heter. The iser becomes 100% mutter, becomes mutter legamer, you could eat the whole taruvus, you don't assume there's any iser here at all. So if that's the case, how could Rashi say, why rely on bittul and eat a b'isr, wait till tomorrow and eat a b'heter? It's not b'isr now, there's no isr here, it's not b'ikla heter, it's 100% mutter. What should be the problem with eating the taruvus the way it is now through bittul? What is this concept of tachlenu b'isr if the isr is not b'ikla heter? So that's a shtark akasha they ask on Rashi. Now to answer this kasha, I just want to be makdim a kasha that Achanim ask on the Ran, that which is very shver on the Ran. The Ran learns that the whole din of Dav Sheshu Matirim is based on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino loy batal. But Taisus says in Yevamos, and this is a sheet of many Rishonim, that the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino ain't no batal, is dafka lach b'lach, but not b'yavish b'yavish. It's dafka in the case where it's lach b'lach with liquids, that's when he holds the min b'mino ain't no batal, but yavish b'yavish, he agrees the min b'mino is batal. So that would mean that the whole concept of Dav Sheshu Matirim should only apply in a case of lach b'lach, not a case of yavish b'yavish. Now our Gemara over here is talking about Beya, a egg that got mixed up with other eggs, and that's yavish miyavish, it's not lach belach. So the whole concept of Dav Sheshu Matirim shouldn't apply over here according to the Ran. So if the Ran is correct, the Dav Sheshu Matirim is based on the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino loy batal, that should be limited to lach belach, and yet our Gemara applies Dav Sheshu Matirim over here to Beya, which is yavish miyavish. So that luchar is a kasha on the Havana of the Ran, how you could bring Dav Sheshu Matirim to Beya, which is a yavish miyavish. So there's a kasha on the Ran and a kasha on Rashi. So Yitzchak Elchanan and Shubis Bar Yitzchak has a beautiful, beautiful hasba over here to answer both of these kashas and many other kashas as well. And he wants to say basically that both Rashi and the Ran agree with each other. There's really no machlekes between them. They're just saying two sides of one coin. Each one is talking about a different case, but each one agrees to the other svara, and both svaras are necessary. And he explains like this. He says that it's moved over from the Rambam. The way the Achanim learn in the Rambam, it comes out that this din, this shiloh, when you have bittel, do you say that the isser is nepach leheter? Does the whole thing become totally mutter? Or is, we say, the isser is still here and we could just rely on the rive? It's moved from the Rambam that that would depend. It depends whether it's lach balach or yavish biyavish. If it's a case of lach balach, where it becomes totally mixed in with each other, then we say the isser is nepach leheter. It's totally mutter. There's no isser here at all. But if it's yavish biyavish, where it's not that same level of tarovis, it's not fully mixed with each other, then yes, you have a right to rely on right, but the isser is not nepach leheter. It doesn't become 100% mutter. And we don't say that you could eat the whole thing. It's not mamish that same level of isser nepach leheter. So based upon that, says the Beis Elchanan, that both Rashi and the Ran agree with each other, and there really is no machlekes. He says the Ran in the Darim is talking about a case of lach balach. Now, by lach balach, he has to be talking about lach balach because the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is only by lach balach, as we said before. Now, when it comes to lach balach, the Ran was not able to use Rashi's svara because, like we said, lach balach, the issa is nepach leheter, it's 100% mutter. So says the Ran, you can't tell me Asher Techlena Bis or Techlena Beheter because it's mutter right now. There's no reason to wait. So that wouldn't explain why Davar Sheish Matirim would be an issue by Lach Balach, and therefore the Ran is Mechadish and Usvara. Nothing to do with Techlena Bis or Techlena Beheter, but because being that it's going to become mutter, being that the Davar Sheish Matirim will become mutter, so they're both considered Heter. There's no contrast, and therefore there's no Bittel at all. And that's why he's Mechadish and Usvara, and he doesn't say the Svara Rashi, and his Svara Kataka work by Lach Balach, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita applies to Lach Balach, that's where he says it, and therefore he says his whole Chiddush based on Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, Mina Mamina Loi Batel. But now when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, when you have Yavish B'Yavish Mashal by Beitzim, so over there the Svara of the Ran wouldn't apply. Over there, you can't say that it's based on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina loy batel, because min b'mina loy batel does not apply to yavish b'yavish, only lach b'lach. So over there, the Ran will agree to the svar of Rashi that the reason why it's not batel is because atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter. Ah, you're going to tell me it's batel b'rayv, there's no isser at all. No, that din that it's nepach leheter is only by lach b'lach, but by yavish b'yavish, it's not nepach leheter. And over there, Rashi's svar does make sense. Over there, the Ran would agree to Rashi's svar that the reason why it's not batel is because atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter. And the Ran svar can't be said over there because when it's not lach balach, you don't have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore this, the Rashi says in our sugya, that the reason why be'ah is not batel because atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter, that's only because he's talking about yavish b'yavish. And by yavish b'yavish, through the Rambam, it's mavur. Everyone agrees that the isser is not nepach leheter. The isser is still here. You can rely on Rav, but the isser is not nepach leheter. And therefore, says Rashi, we have a svar atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter. Why rely on bittel to eat something which the isser is still here? Wait till tomorrow, it's mutter legamri, and then you could eat it without any pikpukim at all. That's why Rashi says the svara. But when it comes to lach balach, over there, Rashi would agree that his svar wouldn't apply because lach balach becomes the isser is nepach leheter. It's 100% mutter. There is no svar atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter. And over there, Rashi would agree to the svar of the Ran, that the reason why it's not batel b'rayv is because it's min b'mina. The fact that it's going to become mutter means there's no contrast. There's two things that are the same in, both physically and in din. And he would agree that the svar of the Ran would apply over there, that that's why it's not batel. But in our sugya, the svar of the Ran can apply because it's yavish v'yavish, and the Ran doesn't apply by yavish v'yavish. So to sum it up, both Rashi and the Ran agree to each other. They're just talking about two different tziyurim. When it comes to yavish and yavish, the svar of Rashi does apply because it's the Isser is not nepach leheter, and the Svar of the Ran does not apply because you don't have min b'mina loy batel by yavish b'yavish. When it comes to the case of the Ran of lach balach, the Svar Rashi would not apply because by lach balach it's nepach leheter, so there's no concept of atcha techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter, but the Svar of the Ran would apply because Rita's din is said by min b'minai, and therefore both Svars are needed, both of them agree to each other, just depends what case you're talking about, what type of case you're talking about, and that would answer the kashas on both Rashi and the Ran. That's the Gevaldik Yosedev of the Bar Yitzchak. This answers many, many kashas, and Bez Hashem, as we go through the sugyas, we'll see other kashas that are miyushab lefides and other haris on this Indian.